You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.
Welcome to today's live talk. I'm your host, Michelle Gasso. Today we will be speaking with Bob Keyes, Deputy Director of Human Resources for the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction. Keyes has previously served as Deputy Director of Administration and Deputy Director of Information and Technology for the department. He is also the founder and senior pastor of the Refuge Temple Church of Christ in Gahanna, Ohio. In addition to his role as senior pastor of Refuge Temple Church of Christ, Keyes holds the office of Public Safety Director of Gahanna. He is the first African American to hold this position in the Central Ohio area. Keyes received his Doctorate of Divinity and a Master of Religious Education degree from the Lighthouse Christian College in Arkansas. He has a bachelor's degree from Ohio State University. He is also a graduate of Leadership Ohio and received a 1999 Blue Chip Award for social service to the community. He serves on numerous boards and is a member of several organizations, including the American Correctional Association, National Association of Blacks in Criminal Justice, and others. Today, Dr. Keyes will provide us with a discussion of staff development trends in corrections. So we are very happy to have Dr. Keyes. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
Well, let's start the conversation today with a discussion about corrections facilities as a workplace. Has corrections evolved over the years professionally to be a place where people want to work and want to have a career?
It most certainly has. Michelle, we offer employment opportunities for people just beginning their careers, as well as for those who have extensive experience in a number of areas. As an agency, we're looking for people who are eager to be active members of our team in the field of corrections, parole officers, training staff, educators, clerical health care, maintenance, food service, and many other areas.
Mm-hmm. What are the kind of folks that that you're typically looking for? You're looking for people who are high school educated, college educated? Is there a type of person that you might say?
You know, because of the diversity within our environment, it's very difficult to typecast or to specifically look for a level of education. We're looking for enthusiastic employees, people who want to work, people who are seeking employment in a very professional environment, and candidly, that may cross some of the quote-unquote former barriers in the past. Education is a factor, although experience is also another. It just depends on the discipline that they want to work in.
Mm-hmm. What can agencies do to raise the profile of working in corrections, make it somewhat a little bit more known by, say, folks graduating from college or folks graduating from high school and maybe looking, not really knowing what they want to do? What can agencies do?
One of the things we have been successful in doing in the past is partnering with colleges and universities that we already do business with. We engage in discussions within those universities. We've had opportunities to be speakers within classes and specifically in the field of criminal justice. But we've also had some success working with the Urban League and even advertising on the Internet and obviously participating in job fairs.
And those efforts have been working pretty well for you.
Yes, as a matter of fact, if I can advertise, our website is www.drc.drc.state.oh.us.
Now, about how long has the department been involved in some of these efforts?
We have been actively involved in partnering with universities for a number of years. It predates me. I've been with the department for 15 years. So,
oh, my goodness.
So a number of years. But I think the special emphasis on actually speaking at universities, actually participating in job fairs, has been placed on us under the leadership of our agency director, who's also been the director for 15 years, Reginald A. Wilkinson.
Oh, okay. Now, in just a follow-up question here, but the folks who end up going to these job fairs, are these officers typically, or folks who are in upper level, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. We'll send, we try our best to send representatives from our central office,
mm-hmm.
But the real incentive for an individual to come to corrections is going to be realized most by people who actually do the job. So we try to send a corrections officer, a teacher, representatives from the various areas within our vast organization.
Now, in addition to kind of getting the agency space up there and finding applicants in number, how do you, in human resources, make sure you get the right folks working for you?
Well, you know, obviously because we are a criminal justice entity, we have a process, and that consists of extensive background investigations. We do pre-service and selection screening assessment. We also do a thorough job of training within a pre-service curriculum. We have a corrections training academy, and we require all employees, contractors, volunteers to go through a pre-service course. We also have a six-month probationary process. During that time, we spend a lot of resources on coaching and mentoring, and then finally evaluating the success of an employee. In addition to that, we have a pre-employment drug screen, and we just completed the development of a computerized assessment specifically for corrections officers that really begins to assess the behavior and or the psychological profile of an applicant.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what stage do they take that test?
The assessment for corrections officers, the computerized test, is administered at the application level, so that we can effectively screen out individuals who may not simply be suitable for this type of work. Someone who may have some bias toward offenders, someone who may have a bias toward race or gender, someone who frankly is not reflected good decision making. So this is an interactive computerized software application that just been released, and we're really excited about it.
That sounds really interesting. And they're also, just to ask you a little bit more about that software, are you asking questions also about sort of that might help you gauge whether they can think on their feet and if something, you know?
Well, as I said, it's an interactive, ultimately multimedia software application.
Uh-huh.
What effectively happens is rather than ask the question, we ultimately use imagery as well. We actually show a brief scenario on video,
uh-huh.
And then we, at the end of that scenario, then the questions are asked about appropriate behavior. So
great.
Based on the answers, we have an opportunity to screen out the quote-unquote unsuitable applicants.
Wonderful. Now that you've got the right people, and they're working for you, what do you do to keep them? And just being in human resources, do you hear certain things that employees want, and what can corrections agencies do to try and keep the people they want to have?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you know, when you talk to people all over, not only in corrections, but all over the employment spectrum, I think that there's a definite need for training. In order to maintain a professional workforce, we've dedicated ourselves toward training. We use a whole host of ways to enhance the quality of our employees' knowledge base, their ability to not only be trained in the jobs that they're in, but to have the ability to move up as their skill set determines. So our emphasis is placed on training.
Okay. And how about, that's in terms of the development part, are there certain things that employees request of the department, or things that could make their lives as officers or corrections workers easier that the department has thought about.
You mean besides more money?
Yeah, that's one of them, I suppose.
well, you know, the some of the things that we find in the justice arena, specifically in corrections, is the need for candidly, for more money, and as you know, because we're a governmental entity, our budget is very limited. We feel like we have a competitive wage, but also the environment in which people work is extremely important. People want to have the opportunity to have some influence on the environment. So we have a number of employee groups. We have employee activities where people can socialize and or interact in a positive way. We like to think of ourselves as a family, and the Department of Rehabilitation and Correction in Ohio is a family. We call ourselves a family, and we have a number of events, both in terms of acknowledging good work as well as just bringing people together for fellowship, that really have almost an intangible but effective way of influencing a positive workforce.
Great. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Bob Keyes of the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction about staff development. Keeping on with this train of thought about keeping good employees, there's been some training that the department has been doing for a while. Back to Basics, I think, is what it's called. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that, and then I'll follow up with some more questions.
Okay. Well, Back to Basics is a wonderful program that was initiated by our director, Reginald Wade Wilkinson, a few years ago. As a matter of fact, the whole concept of Back to Basics, in his words, is rather than depending on the efficacy of our policies and practices, Back to Basics invites all staff to step back and take a hard look at tools that we're using and to suggest ways we can do them better. That's a quote from him. Essentially, what Back to Basics is an opportunity for us to review all policies, all procedures, and then begin to build in a building block format or concept foundation and ultimately a structure for just good basic management.
And is it what's involved in this training? Is it specific things that you're expecting folks to be able to know, or is it more philosophical in terms of what they know about their job?
Well, first of all, we actually use a core curriculum at our academy called Back to Basics.
Okay.
There is a specific course lesson plan for Back to Basics, and it's taught to every pre-service employee. Every person who goes through our pre-service academy ultimately goes through a Back to Basics lesson plan. In addition to that, as we go to each prison is given an opportunity to look within their operation at each post order, each policy, and ask the basic questions, is this necessary? Is the policy necessary? Is the practice necessary? Is the procedure necessary? And then we actually have individuals who work out of our office of prisons who go to the facilities, meet with the wardens and their security staff and or their other operational staff, and review those documents, the post orders, again, the policies, the practices, the procedures, and then ask the correction officer on third shift or on post, what specifically do they do when there is an emergency or when there is a need to perform their duties. And so by looking at what the policy says versus the practice, we get a chance to ultimately determine what is in fact essential, what's not.
That's great. And the officers and supervisors are all involved in that?
Yes. Everyone is involved.
That's great. Would you say that this is something that's maybe becoming a bit of a trend in corrections, looking sort of really down at the but the nitty-gritty of how things actually function and work in a facility, and whether or not, you know, would the staffers think that things are working the way they should?
I'd like to think so. Certainly with the influence that my boss has, Reggie has influence throughout the country. He has been the past president of the ACA. He's also currently the president of the American State Correctional Administrators. So I know that this has been a best practice for us, as well as the state of Ohio. So I'd like to think that is a current trend within corrections.
Great. Well, hopefully it'll continue to raise the level of professionalism in the field and bring more and more good folks to it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and this concludes today's live talk. Again, thank you to Bob Keyes of the Ohio DRC for joining us, and thank you to our audience for tuning in today as well. To learn more on staff development and corrections, be sure to read this month's stories and profiles on corrections.com. For CCNN, I'm Michelle Gasso.
You are listening to the Corrections Connection News Network, CCNN, your weekly news source for the corrections and criminal justice industry.